or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is going to be Stacy Lynn, and she's going to tell you what has happened to her as a result of the fact that she has effectively opposed Agenda 21. There is a secret agenda for the 21st century. It's put forward by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, this certainly coalition of various organizations, all intent upon changing America, changing the world. And, of course, I put together a little mnemonic to better be able to remember Agenda 21. A is for the agonizing transformation of society. Have you noticed society is changing and always for the worst? It's not happening by accident. There is a planned program taking place. And if you don't believe it, you can read their writings. They even get the Agenda 21 plan. You used to be able to get it from the UN. They quit putting it out because they don't want you to know, but it's available through my ministry. You can get it off the internet, certainly. Certainly the Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, and the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Those three documents, and perhaps the material from the Georgia Guidestones, will tell you exactly what these people are up to. Those are their documents, not ours. But, of course, the agonizing transformation of society. In other words, everything is going to change. And, of course, the genocide is an important part of it. Taking place throughout the world today as epidemics sweep the world and famines and storms. And of course, there are going to be massive wars coming. They plan on these wars simply to kill off a large numbers of people. They know exactly what they're doing. They talk about it in their documents, but the mass media will never tell you. They're doing this all under the name of helping the environment, and they're doing it, of course, they want to have equity, equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which is why we've shipped our automotive, our steel industry overseas, our clothing industry, drug manufacturing, our electronic industry, much of our farming and our fishing and oil exploration, and they've discouraged oil exploration here. This is why, of course, we have shipped so much of our lumbering industry. We've closed down lumbering over the Spotted Owl, and we've closed out much of our mining industry. Understand that this is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. But it's all in the name of the environment. And then, of course, they really do intend to take away your property rights, destroy contemporary civilization. They want a new world order. That's their phrase, new world order. And this, of course, all has to do with an ancient plan that is coming to fulfillment at this time, as George Bush said in his second inaugural address. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that's meant to be fulfilled. It is being fulfilled today. And Stacey Lynn took a stand against it, and she was very effective. Of course, there was retaliation, and they've taken her child away from her. And her child is living in a horse trailer someplace. The court system is corrupt. You have to understand, these are administrative courts. They put in the judge they want to. They can crush anyone they want to, and they've targeted Stacey. And she needs your help. Good morning, Stacey. Well, I want you to tell our listeners what happened as a result of your stand and your effective stand there in Colorado against Agenda 21. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, and thank you again for the opportunity. This is very difficult, of course, for me to do these kinds of interviews at this time because my son is struggling, obviously. But I was passionate about helping elected officials and people in the state of Colorado and the United States learn about Agenda 21. I did massive amounts of research and made presentations throughout the state. Those presentations inspired people in local communities to get involved, and they were very effective as well at stopping the takeover of their local communities by this agenda. A lot of times you can read the local Agenda 21 in your own community. It's a sustainability plan. A lot of times they name these plans, for example, Plan Fort Collins or Plan New York City. Just about every city in the United States now has a sustainability plan. And once people understood what the goal of those plans were, and it has nothing to do with protecting the environment or our resources, a lot of people became unhappy with that and started making changes in their communities. And that is the reason that I was targeted in this custody claim. And this truly is not just a normal custody battle. I was targeted politically. The officials involved in this case have broken their own statutes, rules, and proceedings. They've broken the law on a number of different occasions, and my son and I have been targeted, and we are being abused in the most atrocious way. The judge who heard the final orders hearing is a special consultant to the World Bank. She is just she's known for her expertise in domestic violence, which makes this case even more interesting, because over the past year, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office and the Larimer County Justice System have volumes of evidence having to do with domestic abuse, and the judge found it necessary to give my son to the biological father who had never been alone with him in his entire nearly 9 years.
What is this domestic abuse you're speaking of? You say they have volumes of it.
Yes, so for the past 10 years, my son and I have made it a point to stay healthy and protect ourselves from abuse. And just for the record, all of the information that I'm talking about is on the court record. Colorado is an open court state. Court documents are public records, so everything that I'm saying here is protected by that.
All right, hold on, Stacey. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. high-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Now, Stacy, the biological father of your son, has he contributed regularly financial support for him?
He contributed financially in the past. It was irregular at times. So my son and I have struggled, obviously, for a very long time. But I want everybody to know that my son, prior to being ripped from his life, was happy, healthy, well-adjusted. He was thriving. He was joyful. And he is currently, after being ripped from his life, broken. He's sad. He's very confused. He's losing weight. And he's having trouble understanding why this has happened to him and how it happened.
Well,
the judge, Julie Kuntzfield, who made the permanent orders against Jaden and I, has written documents on domestic violence. She's well-versed on the subject. The Journal of the American Judges Association summer 2002 issue actually features her as a special editor on the subject of domestic violence.
Well, now, but as far as domestic violence, what are you referring to? Is there physical violence, psychological violence? And why would they take a consultant to the World Bank and bring her in as an administrative judge against a woman who's spoken out against the Agenda 21. I mean, she doesn't ordinarily do this sort of judicial work, does she?
Well, it appears that she was appointed at the same time that this custody case arose in Colorado, and she was appointed by Governor Bill Ritter. Governor Bill Ritter and Judge Julie Kuntzfield are closely tied to Patricia Stryker, who is basically running the city of Fort Collins. She's a billionaire heiress who's very connected to all of the progressive goals, including President Obama.
Now, all right, Stacy, is this judge hearing other administrative cases? Is she hearing other so-called family cases and dealing with children?
Yes, I know of two specifically where the judge had made very fair rulings in these cases, and the people who had dealt with her previously were shocked, horrified by what the judge did to Jaden.
All right, so what did she do to your son?
Yes, so she issued a permanent order. She did not serve that permanent order to me. She gave it to the other, the opposing side. She entered effective immediately that Jaden was to be removed from his home and his life of nearly 9 years and given full custody to the biological father who had never...
And on what basis did she do that, since he had not contributed at least regularly to Jason's maintenance?
There was no legal grounds or even statutory grounds for her to do that. People are shocked when they read the permanent order. The permanent order reads like a horror script. There is no legal or lawful justification to remove a child from his home. There was never, over the past year or at any time in Jaden's life, any question as to the fitness of me as his mother. There were no hints or accusations or allegations of abuse or neglect on my part.
Do you believe that this was retaliation for your taking a stand against Agenda 21 and the things that this woman stood for as a consultant of the World Bank?
Yes, four independent attorneys read the permanent orders and have reviewed this case, and they said that it's a clear case of political retaliation. They've never seen any permanent order written this way. They've never heard of any case.
Then can't you appeal and demand a different and impartial judge?
We are currently in the process of writing the appeal, and of course I will never cease fighting to protect my son and to protect myself.
But do you see this, what you're suggesting is this is a political act of political retaliation against the authorities that want to silence you and crush you because you've taken the stand against their diabolical program to destroy contemporary society?
Yes, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office was involved in this, the crimes against us as well. Sergeant John Fahan is the crimes against persons investigator. He was investigating the biological father for stalking, harassment, extortion, and abuse. The case, we were told by the Sheriff Justin Smith and the Undersheriff Bill Nelson that the case was still open as late as August, and Sergeant Fahan testified under oath during the hearing that the case had been closed in May or June, which means that Sergeant Fahan's testimony under oath that the evidence that he was investigating was credible. Either they stopped presenting the evidence to the district attorney or they never entered the evidence. So the sheriff's office is being sued for that.
What is this about of stalking and abuse? What are you talking about?
The biological father has a history and a documented evidence on the record of having some difficulty with stability, mental and emotional stability. And so the Larimer County Sheriff's Office was investigating that. I was attempting to...
Was he stalking you, or was he stalking others?
Yes, actually, he was.
Who was he stalking?
Past business associates, and I'm not sure beyond that, beyond myself and those business associates.
All right, fine. So he had been investigated before he was granted custody. Is this what you're saying?
That's correct. For 12 months prior to the judge giving him full custody, he had been investigated by the Larimer County Sheriff's Office.
And do they admit to this in court?
Yes. Sergeant Fahan testified under oath that the evidence that I had presented was credible.
In other words, you had put in a complaint against your... the biological father, is that correct?
Correct.
All right. But then, of course, why did the biological father want to take a charge of his son who he had certainly never been close to? In fact, he had actually written to you and told you he didn't want to have anything to do with you or his son. Is that correct?
That's correct. The court record shows that the biological father has stated his goal for taking my son was to teach me some lessons.
Now, what has happened to Jason since he's been taken from you? Is he going to school on a regular basis?
I can't confirm the school part because the judge has prohibited me from interacting with Jaden at school. He was pulled out of his solid, very strong Christian school and put into a public school. I'm not sure exactly where that is or what his attendance record is.
And so where is he living at the present time?
That's another thing that I cannot confirm. My son does tell me that he spends quite a bit of time in a horse trailer that has living quarters attached to it. There is no running water, as my son reports.
Well, is your son free to tell you what's going on?
He's under an amazing amount of pressure. We were ordered to have our visits supervised, and we were not allowed to talk about anything in those supervised visits. And it's a very difficult
situation. How can they say you can't talk about anything when you're visiting with your son?
The court has ordered us to attend a court-ordered facility where parents are not allowed to speak to their children about the process or what's happened to them. You're restricted to talking about the weather or, you know, just fun things, playing games together.
Well, where does the judge get the authority to do that?
Of course, lawfully, she has no authority to take an innocent woman and an innocent boy and force them into a program such as that. But the court was teaching me a lesson as well to prove that they have the power.
About teaching a lesson? Who talked about teaching you a lesson?
A number of attorneys had mentioned to me that I was offending the court greatly because I was insisting that the law be followed and that rules and statutes and procedures be followed in my case. And so the judicial system as a whole, including attorneys, were not pleased with the fact that I was uncovering and revealing the violations of the law that they were committing.
And I think it's important for our listeners to understand that we have several court systems. One, of course, is constitutional courts. The other are the administrative courts, where you don't get a jury hearing. You're not allowed to have a jury. You have an administrative judge who's appointed by the government, and, of course, if that judge is prejudiced against you, you don't have any rights at all, and you're not allowed to get a different judge, and they have total control over your life. You say that can't happen in America? It has happened. I've witnessed some of these hearings, and I've seen grown men cry because they have no rights. They've lost their children. And the courts have taken them away maliciously and intentionally to crush people. And Stacy just happens to have gotten in the way of this bulldozer. So basically now you do have an attorney, don't you, Stacy?
Yes, I have two wonderful attorneys from the Romero Law Firm in Denver, Colorado. Doug Romero and Tracy Christie are investing their heart and soul into this case. They have shown great courage to this point, and I am grateful for their service.
Okay, fine. And so how are they approaching this, and how are they trying to get Jason back?
Well, right now, the only thing we have left is to file an appeal. Those appeals normally take a year. Of course, a year is going to be some phenomenal damage to Jaden and to myself. The simple and brutal fact of ripping Jaden from his solid life. He had no personal contact with me or his family for 30 days. He had no contact with friends or his pets or his own home for 72 days. He was not allowed to take anything from his life or his home. There was no transition. I was illegally arrested and jailed when he was forced to be turned over to the sheriff's office. So I was not even able to explain to him what was happening.
Well, now, on what was the basis of your arrest?
Yes, I was arrested for an alleged violation of a custody order. However, the judge did not serve me that custody order. At the same time, she
served
the other.
Well, if you were arrested for violation of an order you had never received, that's an illegal act on the part of the court, isn't it?
That is correct. Once I finally was served the order, more than 40 hours after the opposing side, because the order was written to say effective immediately, I was immediately in violation of that because I did not have my son with me. There was no way I could turn him over immediately. I was in the process of writing an emergency injunction to try to protect my son and myself when I was arrested at the FedEx Kinko's in downtown Fort Collins.
Have you brought a suit for illegal arrest and detention?
Yes, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office, including Sheriff Justin Smith, Officer John Fayen, and Officer Jeffrey Van Hook, are currently being sued. The violations that they have committed against Jaden and myself are blatant, and agreed to...
Did they know what they were doing was illegal and part of this conspiracy?
Yes, they did. They actually had to work in concert with the judge. The Sergeant Fayen said that he, in a written report, said he had the arrest warrant in his hand. However, when I asked to see the warrant when I was being arrested, Jeffrey Van Hook said that the warrant was at the jail, and now they have changed. It took us 60 days to get an open records request of my file from the sheriff, even though it's supposed to happen in 72 hours, and that file is missing documents, key documents, and the record has been altered. They have changed the time of my arrest.
That is evidence of criminal activity. Are your lawyers following through with that?
Yes, they are. So we have filed a lawsuit against the sheriff.
What is the response of the sheriff's office when you're pointing out that they took in legal activity and they've altered the legal files?
Yeah, this is shocking. The Larimer County Sheriff, Justin Smith, says that he is an officer of the court. He is not an officer of the law. So his job, he says, on the record, is to enforce court orders, even if those are illegal orders.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. If you have a question for Stacy, give us a call here, 877-254-7524.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and if you have a question for Stacy, our telephone number 877-254-7524. Now, Stacy has been forced into a situation where she does need help. The lawyers are working at very reduced rates, but there's a legal fund to help her. Her crime, she stood up against Agenda 21, they had to crush her. And these are unscrupulous and wicked people. They create wars and revolutions. They assassinate people. I've talked to professional CIA assassins assigned to kill people here in the United States. And, they killed, certainly no question, Bobby Kennedy. He wasn't shot by Saran. Saran doesn't even remember what happened. He was standing in front, and Bobby Kennedy was shot from behind. Saran's gun had 8 bullets. There were 13 bullets fired. How did that happen? Don't ask stupid questions. You probably think there's a conspiracy. There was a trial over the murder of Martin Luther King, put on by the King family. A jury in open court found that there had been a conspiracy on the part of the government behind the murder of Martin Luther King, that James Earl Ray was not responsible. Not a word in the controlled media in the United States. They killed John Kennedy, President Kennedy. My friend Daniel Marvin attended assassin school. The CIA bragged about how they had killed President Kennedy. You're never going to hear these things in the controlled media because they control what you think. And they're moving very rapidly with Agenda 21. The plan is the destruction of America. It's underway. We're moving into chaos, and much of it is going to at least hit Europe this year and may begin to hit the United States. That's what Occupy Wall Street is all about, a controlled opposition. Who's calling in? Does somebody have a question? Who's calling in? Yes, hello. Go ahead, Clyde.
Thank you very much. Hi, it's Stacy. Well,
hi.
I wanted to ask Stacy, first of all, recognize her tremendous courage in this matter. And I want to recommend that all of our listeners certainly pray for her, that there will be justice in this case for her and her son. And then, Stacy, I wanted to ask you, are you willing to do other interviews besides the one you're doing with Dr. Stan?
Yes, please. I'll take all the media focus that we can get right now, because that's the only way we're going to expose what Larimer County is doing to my son and I. So, yes, thank you. I'll take any and all interview requests.
Okay. Have you been in touch with Peter Boyles at all?
There are people who are working on that right now. Thank you.
Okay.
And if
what
you can
I would
help in that area, that would be great.
Yeah. I know you were on Tom Martino, but 2 or 3 months ago, and that didn't seem to go real well because of Tom's probably stress he's under, too, because he was getting ready to be announced his bankruptcy, I believe.
Well, the main reason that Mr. Martino was having difficulty was his show sponsors are attorneys, and I had inadvertently exposed attorneys' difficulties in this system as well, so they were uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, many attorneys are conflicted, as you know. You know, if they have any conscience, they're conflicted.
Yes,
I would recommend that everybody listening to this go on the KHOW website, and you'll find a link for Peter Boyles, and email him and ask him to have her on. I do not know if he will. He's near the end of his career. He takes a lot more risk than he did 5 or 10 years ago. Dr. Stan, I wanted to thank you for having her on, and I know that justice, I believe, will prevail in this case if we get enough people to be concerned about it.
Well, I certainly hope and pray you're right, and this is why I do what I do. Thank you.
And I would again ask people to consider praying for justice. And again, Stacy, I recognize your tremendous courage in this matter, and I'm greatly appreciative.
Thank you so much, Clyde.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, Stacy, there is a legal fund that people contribute to. We'll get to the caller in just a moment. But would you like to get out the telephone number or contact information on the legal fund where people can send donations to help finance the lawyers and basically bring a case to court? I mean, you have to pay for court costs, and these things are terribly expensive. And believe me, the other side has unlimited funds. because the richest people in the world are behind Agenda 21, this diabolical effort to bring about the wrenching transformation of society. Those are their words, not mine. Stacy, get the telephone number or the contact information for the fund.
I would like to say I don't have any access to this fund. This has been set up by a group of people outside of Larimer County. You can write to For the Benefit of Stacy Lynn, and that's P.O. Box 1211, Arvada, Colorado. And I'm sorry, I've missed the zip code.
Give that address one more time.
Yes, For the Benefit of Stacy Lynn, P.O. Box 1211, Arvada, Colorado. And that's 80001 for the zip, I believe. I do want people to know that when I was arrested illegally, I was put in jail. And after I was released from jail, during the criminal hearing for my alleged offense, the district attorney announced that there were no charges, not that there had been charges that were filed and then dropped, but I simply was not charged with anything. That shows there was no probable cause and that they simply arrested me so they could steal my child.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, this is not uncommon. There really is total depravity and corruption. It permeates every aspect of our court system. But what would you expect in a nation that turned against God? Now, who's calling in?
Hello, this is Mary. And I, along with almost 50 others, witnessed the hearing that the Judge Field, as she goes by, gave, and we were thrown out of the courtroom when she demanded that protection that Stacy and Jaden, J-A-D as in Divine, O-N as in Nancy, the boy's name is Jaden, not Jason, and we were thrown out because she demanded the address of where they were staying, though she had, I think three restraining orders against this man. And it was shown in the courtroom that he was unstable and basically a borderline personality. He could be your best friend one minute and threaten to kill you the next. And when the judge demanded that this man have their address, they'd given the address to contact for the court records, but she... It violated her safety. We knew that she was not interested in Jaden's safety. Anyway, she's up for re-election. I guess her name is Kurtzfield. I don't know what she's running for. What I mean is she's running up for re-election. So I don't know if she'll be running as Kurtzfield or Field, but she should not be re-elected. That's the very minimum every citizen in Larimer County can do. And she demands that Stacy pay $14,000 of the plaintiff's attorney fees. So that's also outrageous.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, here American People Network, and we have a caller on the line. Did you say that you were thrown out of court, or what was that you were saying?
What I was saying is that when the judge demanded that the address be divulged of where they were staying, would be made immediately available to the person that had restraining orders filed against, it was clear that the judge wasn't wanting that address just for the records, but also was very aware, would make aware of the plaintiff who'd already stalked Stacy and the boy. So the point of the story is there were several things that the judge did. She allowed evidence in that was not even presented properly. There was so much evidence that showed this man had no ability to be a stable parent, that, and she ignored all of that and threw us out of court because some, just a few of us went, when she demanded they have the address made public to the plaintiff. So there were so many things that we can at least not have her reelected. And she demanded that $14,000 be given to the plaintiff's lawyer by Stacy.
In other words, basically, she demanded that Stacy provide the funding for the plaintiff's lawyer. Why would she fund the plaintiff's lawyer?
Well, she was defending herself, and now she's supposed to provide the funds for this court proceeding that was totally illegal in the way it was proceeded. She denied a jury trial. No jury would have allowed that man to have custody of that kid. And well, and it's clear that judge should never be reelected. So the residents of Larimer County need to make sure she's not reelected.
What is the judge's name again?
Well, we don't know if she goes by Kurtzfield or Field. And in the previous year, she'd been in training with the IMF. I mean, this whole thing is all Agenda 21. We have to stand up for stopping this now, or else we will all be subject to the further dictates of Agenda 21.
So this is why we recommend that people do contribute to Stacy's fund,
yes,
to help her so that she can actually get adequate legal representation and show up the corruption that goes right in. I'd say that a sheriff can say, well, I'm an agent of the court, but of course if the court is corrupt, then the sheriff is corrupt, and he has to take a stand for right. The sheriff is the most powerful individual in the county. They're not answerable to any judge. They are the ultimate in the law. And if the sheriff doesn't have the courage to do that and to stand up against illegal orders from the court, then he is not fit to be the sheriff. Or maybe somebody should tell him that he has the ability to override any public official. He is the highest legal authority in the county. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Oh, I would just like to make sure that people contribute, even if it's $10 or $20 or $30. Every bit we get is so important. What's been happening to her is actually representative of, but not in the same way that, as far as I understand. I mean, because she's been made to be a scapegoat, and to make sure nobody talk about Agenda 21. We need to stand up and you know, be generous with what we can do to contribute to this fund. And I'd like to hear from Stacy. I've talked so much. Thank you very much. I'm hanging up.
We have another caller. Who's calling in?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Dr. Stan, God bless you, sir. Good to speak with you. Stacy, my name's Eric. Your story sounds exactly like what I went through. This all happened back in 2004 in Jefferson County. My daughter was taken from me and sent to Texas with her mother and her physically violent boyfriend. I'm not going to go into details. I don't need to go into details. You obviously know. But my daughter's 18 now. She lives with me. We're very close. And she knows exactly what's going on. She knows exactly what the situation was, what the situation is. So that in itself is a blessing.
But sure.
Stacy, stay the course.
Eric, I just want to say I'm so sorry for what happened to your daughter. And I'm glad she's with you now.
But, you know, things will work out. They have them. It's just, they will work out. Whatever the situation is, stay the course. You're brave, Stacy, and my heart goes out to you.
Thank you.
God bless, and thank you so much for calling.
God bless you.
We've only got about 2 minutes. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Yes, I would like to end with this. The Larimer County officials have started a rumor about me. It is spreading quite effectively. This rumor was even included in a permanent order that Judge Julie Coonsfield wrote. And that rumor is that I have declared myself a sovereign citizen. It's a false and dangerous label they have applied to me. My work for the past 5 years has focused on helping elected officials at the local and state level. I believe in the law. The original founding documents are brilliant. The United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and judges and attorneys are bound to obey that. They have sworn an oath to obey the United States Constitution. Article 6, Section 2 lays out the rules for judges and attorneys. I am not a sovereign citizen. I am a law-abiding woman, and I love this country. And thank you so much, Dr. Stan, and for everybody who's helping.
Stacy, thank you for your courage and for what you've done. And we will get you on all of our programs and try to get this information out across America. But, you know, you're lucky. I know people, I've interviewed people who've actually been killed. They've been actually killed, a number of them, because, of course, they had the courage to do what was right. And so at least you're here, and hopefully you'll be here until you get your son back again.
I will be here, Dr. Stan, because I have the protection of God and the people, and my son needs me, and I will be here for him.
Well, this is a spiritual battle, and I believe the reason that you're there still is because, you know, God is protecting you, and you're under tremendous pressure. But, of course, I hope the listeners out there will pray for Stacy Lynn. One more time, what's the address they can send a donation to?
It's P.O. Box 1211, Arvada, Colorado, 80001, and that's for the benefit of Stacy Lynn. Again, I do not have access to these funds. Thank you so much, Stacy, for everybody who's helping.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, I'm back here, and certainly Stacy's story could be repeated all across America. I've attended some of these court hearings and seen grown men cry because of the total injustice of our administrative law situation, and most people have no idea what this is about. And this is why we need to get back to constitutional courts instead of administrative courts, and we must demand our rights as Americans. Otherwise, we will lose them. And believe me, the corruption goes into our court system. We have good judges out there. We have good people in law enforcement. We have corrupt people in law enforcement. And we have corrupt people in the legal system. And why should we be surprised? When a nation turns against God, there are always terrible consequences. Our nation was formed with the idea that people could govern themselves, is it be governed by God. And this, one of the founders said, you'll either be governed by God, you'll either be ruled by God, or you'll be ruled by tyrants. Well, the tyrants are there. It's either the bayonet or the Bible, which do you want? And what we need in America is a great revival. And without that, we're going to lose America. And I see none of our ministers out there who really are going to be able to lead that revival. We put on programs on a regular basis trying to get people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But there is a conspiracy against God. There's a conspiracy against freedom. The ultimate plan is a one-world dictatorship under the Antichrist. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We've got probably close to 100,000 out across America. Pretty good for a self-published book. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This is a dramatic year. If you haven't read Tom Horn's excellent book, Apollyon Rising 2012. You need to get it. We carry it. I write the foreword to the book. 2012 is a pivotal year. And certainly the ancient Mayan calendar ends this year. Our writings Pedro Romanus, Petrus Romanus, it's written back in the 1100s by a Saint Malachi, and he was the Archbishop, an Irish Archbishop, and he followed the course of all of the popes, whatever be in existence, and certain things about them, and of course Catholic Church was to end in the year 2012. You'll find the same facts in certainly parts of the Talmud, certainly of the ancient Jewish scribes, written 500 years ago. Their Cherokee calendar ends in 2012. The Aztec calendar ends in 2012. The Mayan calendar ends in 2012. The Inca calendar ends in 2012. It's going to be a very eventful year. You'll want to read Apollyon Rising 2012, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Even Nostradamus talked about it. What's going to happen? I don't know, but we're living in exciting times. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Stacy. Pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for America. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men.